Welcome to the Isle of Wight Sports Show podcast with me, Matt Williams. In this episode, we will be covering Newport Isle of Wight's FA Vars game against Coldham Common, Cowsport's away game to Handball, and East Cow's Fix game against Bournemouth Poppies in the Wessex Premier, as well as golf news featuring Brandon Robinson-Thompson, and setting this episode's sports trivia question. In football, in the FA Vars first round, Newport Isle of Wight played Coldham Common. This match was played at the Diverse Marine Stadium in Cowes. The visitors took the lead, but Jordan Brown equalised on the stroke of half-time through good passing play that found its way to Jordan for him to just slot it home. In the second half, Brown got his second and Newport's second in the 73rd minute. The Newport player drove towards the defence of Coldham Common and shot past the goalkeeper to make it 2-1. That's how it ended, a 2-1 victory for Newport, with Jordan Brown getting the man of the match. The Port have been drawn away to Pagham in the FA Vars second qualifying round of the Southern Combination Football League. In the same competition, Cowes Port travelled to Handball. Cowes took the lead in the 13th minute through Charlie Mersek, who ran through on goal and slotted the ball past the goalkeeper. 5 minutes before the interval, Finlay Phillips doubled Sport's lead and Mersek got his second of the afternoon right on the stroke of half-time. 3-0, the half-time score. Mersek completed his hat-trick for the Yachtsmen on the 55th minute with a well-taken goal to make it 4-0. Handball scored two late goals to reduce the arrears to 4-2, but Cowes Sports held on to reach the second qualifying round of the competition, where they had been drawn at home to Christchurch. In the Wessex Premier, East Cowes Fix welcomed Bournemouth Poppies to Beatrice Avenue. The game was Charlie Hart's 100th appearance for the Vicks. In fact, he opened the scoring after 2 minutes. In the 37th minute, Josh Neal made it 2-0 for the Vicks. But 3 minutes later, George Briddy in the East Cowes Fix goal had to save a shot, as Bournemouth looked to reduce the arrears before half-time. In the second half, Will Briddy scored the third goal of the afternoon for East Cowes to make it 3-0 to the home side. At the end of the game, Rafferty Bird Kerr was nominated Man of the Match. Now looking ahead to the midweek fixtures. On Tuesday the 18th of August, East Cowes Vicks travelled to Alton in the Hampshire Senior Cup, while Cowes Sports travelled to Whitchurch United on Wednesday the 19th of August in the same competition. Turning to golf. Despite making a promising start, Brandon Robinson-Thompson missed the cut at the Danish Golf Championship, finishing at one over par after the two rounds. Next stop for the DP World Tour, the Trump International Golf Links in Aberdeen, Scotland. Now it's time, the moment you've all been waiting for, the setting of this episode's sports trivia question. In the film The Queen's Gambit, which American actress plays Beth Harmon, the chess prodigy in the film? Go on, it's only a bit of fun. Remember, no Googling. I'll reveal the answer in the next episode, as well as setting the next sports trivia question. That's it for this episode. If you like this or any of the other episodes that I've done, then please don't forget to follow the Isle of Wight Sports Show podcast. But until then, keep listening.